I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One goal of the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary is to see people and communities restored through Christ. In Lebanon, that means bringing Christians and Muslims together to help break down stereotypes. Martin Akkad, the chief academic officer at ABTS and the director of the Institute for Middle East Studies, says,
"We need to be courageous. So I would ask the church globally to pray that as a church in this region, we would come out of the mentality of being a minority that has no power, that has no influence, cannot have any influence in this part of the world. No, that is not the church that was born by the power of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost."
Let's ask God to help ABTS transform Arab communities. And people living in the mountains of Lesotho have a hard time reaching services like doctors and pastors. So Mission Aviation Fellowship flies the doctors and pastors to them. Matt Monson with MAF says one of their chaplains, named Safiri, had a neat encounter last month. Safiri ministered to a father whose daughter was in the hospital. The father then invited Safiri to his village, which was 6 hours away from the closest airstrip. But Safiri was determined to go and share the good news of the gospel.
When he got to the guy's house, his whole family greeted him with joy and excitement because of the love and the care that he had showed their family. And actually, two of the brothers of the family received Christ because of Safiri's visit, just because he opened the door through the love and care that he showed.
Pray for MAF's Lesotho ministry as they continue leading people to Christ. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.